Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today, and of course we have All Saints and All Souls Day coming up here at this Wednesday and Thursday, so good time to go to church, good time to pray, and to, you know, kind of this real meaning behind Halloween is this really a religious holiday, you know, to honor those who have gone before us, honor all souls and all saints, souls who have gone before us, and really a return back to turning back to God. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about, you know, that God is love, this and what God has planned for us, and what God's relationship is for us. And, you know, it's quite different than what we think. You know, the relationship with God is very much a relationship of real, true love. And not this taking or you give me this and I'll give you that. But no, and just as God has done, just as Jesus has done, you know, dying for us. You know, and, you know, when's the last time you've done something like that? Right? When's the last time you've known someone who's done something like that? You know, and I think of our men and women in the military. You know, I think of people who put their lives on the line every day. You know, police officers and firemen and people who have these occupations that are really self-sacrificing, very much so, especially in the military. And you know, there's always a lot to pray for. But this is the Epiphany Radio Program, and here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, it's an outreach of the Catholic Church. And we're glad you're with us here today in this October 28th, 2018, the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Kind of hard to say that. 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And our first reading is from Jeremiah, and that's Jeremiah 31, 7 through 9. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob. Exalt at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to the brooks of water on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 5, 1 through 6. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. And so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself and became high priest, but rather the one who said to him, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Just as he says in another place, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our reading from the gospel, our final reading is the gospel of Mark 10, 46 through 52. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man and said to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, serving all of southwestern Michigan. Our bishop is Bishop Paul J. Bradley here in Kalamazoo, and we're glad you're with us here today. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church encouraging you to go to Mass today. And if not today, go to Mass tomorrow, Monday. Churches every single day in the Catholic Church. And we consider the Catholic Church and do say that it is the fullness of the faith. All seven sacraments we celebrate. We have this beautiful priesthood that we celebrate and we talk about. We're going to talk about that a little bit today too. And how the priesthood and marriage and love, all of these things God says must not be destroyed, right? We must try to hold on to these values. The bar is set very high. Very high the bar is set. And it is difficult. It's difficult to stay married. It's difficult to be a good priest, a good deacon, a good mother, a good father, a good husband, a good wife. These things are difficult. And this is why, and you know, we don't boast that we do these things perfectly. Of course not. You know, look at the problems in the church. You know, even though many of these problems have decreased dramatically in the last 20 years, it is still a problem in our culture, in our society, in our world. The amount of abuse that happens, even within families, is absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. And even the amount of abuse that we perpetrate against our own families in kind of an indirect way by, you know, working too much, or we're never having dinner with our children, we're never sitting down and talking about things, our noses are buried in computers and smartphones, and we're not ever looking up to see who's sitting around the table, who's sitting in the room, or for that matter, who's even in the house. See? And so God is telling us this very day, my brothers and sisters, to slow down. To slow down. You know, we heard a beautiful, we had a retreat last week and we had this beautiful song that we sang. Take a little time to pray. Take a little time to ponder. Take a little time to take a little time to take a little time to pray. You think about that. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? And it is simple. This St. Francis de Sales spirituality of just being, taking a little time to pray. taking a little time to think about things. And then once again, taking a little time to pray. God is waiting for you, my brothers and sisters. God is waiting for you. God is waiting to hear from you. Talk to God. Talk to Jesus. Talk to the angels and the saints, those who have gone before us. This beautiful faith that has been going on for over 2,000 years now, almost 2,000 years now, even longer when you consider the Old Testament. You know, and how much respect people would have for Moses and Abraham and this great priest that we talk about today, Melchizedek. Melchizedek, pray for us. And Melchizedek is a certain figure of Christ. And Christ is our high priest. And he is the high priest that is at every Mass, every Catholic Mass, making the sacraments real. God making the sacraments real. Not just an ordinary man, but making an ordinary man into Jesus. Making all of us into a type of Jesus. It's quite fascinating, my brothers and sisters. And if you, you know, if you're just going to an ordinary Christian church or something like that, if you're looking for something more, we have that more for you. The Catholic Church has the fullness of the faith, all of the sacraments, all of the blessing, all of the anointing, all of the fullness, especially the Holy Eucharist, right? This beautiful Holy Eucharist that we enjoy, Holy Communion. And so in our first reading from Jeremiah, very much about the indissolvability of marriage. And that God makes it that way for a reason, because that's God's relationship to us. See? Indissolvable. The only thing that interrupts it, damages it, hurts it, and possibly severs it, is mortal sin. But it can be repaired through the power of Jesus Christ. I want to read these things about Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, where we talk about Melchizedek. We talk about Melchizedek, the priesthood of the old covenant. The priests are appointed, ordained. They offer sacrifice and forgiveness for our sins. And some people say, well, a priest can't do that. A priest doesn't do that. Priest doesn't do that. Jesus does that. Jesus Christ. The priest acts persona in Christe. Persona in Christe. No one has the right to receive the sacrament of holy orders. Now think about that. No one has the right to be ordained. Think about that. Those are pretty hard words to hear. You know, I remember someone had asked, has anyone ever been called, you know, wanted to be a deacon? Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I never wanted to become a deacon in the Catholic Church. But my priest, Father Max, way back when, 10 years ago, I think it was, at least, oh, further than that, probably 12, 13 years ago, said Louis, said to two other men as well, there were three of us, said, you should, all three of you, should study for the diaconate to see if you are being called, to see if God is calling you. Not whether you want to become a deacon or not, not whether you're going to become a deacon or not, but does the church, does God, does Jesus Christ want you to become a deacon or a priest or a religious? That's how it works in the Catholic Church. Very different from, you know, just going to the university, getting your degree in preaching and getting your degree in theology from whatever denomination. I'm going to be a Presbyterian minister now, or I'm going to be a Muslim cleric now, or I am going to be a Jewish rabbi. I think maybe even for the Jewish rabbis, they're called. You think about that. It's very powerful that you do not get to decide. It's very different, very challenging. The church decides. The bishop decides. See? My wife decides. See? They decide. They see if you have everything that is useful to the church, useful to you and me, can be a benefit, is without ego, without pride, without arrogance, without money. I don't get paid anything for this radio program. It actually costs money to reach out, which I'm happy to do. It's one of my ministries. I love doing this. I don't want to be silent. I want God's word, and that's why I preach God's word. And the things that I say to you, the things that I preach to you, are all out of the catechism, my brothers and sisters. They're not out of this version of the Bible or that version of the Bible, or this commentary, or that commentary, or what this person over here thinks, or that person over there thinks. No. Right out of the catechism. Beautiful, beautiful truth. Just truth. That's all we need. See? That way we don't get caught in these situations. Why did you say that, Deacon Louie? I said that because that's what the church teaches. And so no one has the right, the Catechism 1578, no one has the right to receive the sacrament of holy orders. Indeed, no one claims this office for himself. He is called to it by God. We must submit to the desire of the church. So that's from Hebrews, that beautiful reading from Hebrews. Hebrews 5, 1 through 6. And I know Hebrews is very popular with many of our Bible churches and such like that, but here it is. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was in the same way. It was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son." God himself. God himself. It's quite powerful. Quite powerful for all of us to hear those words. So in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louie Zemlich, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're talking about the scripture readings for this week and this Sunday, which are read at Catholic services throughout the world, the Catholic Mass. And of course, the first part of the Mass is liturgy of the word, the things that you're hearing now. The preaching will happen, usually about a 5 to 10 minute sermon, maybe 15 minutes. And then liturgy of the Eucharist is the second half of the Mass. And whether you're Catholic or not, you're invited to come and listen and pray with us. The only thing that you're not able to do, because if you haven't become Catholic yet, if you haven't joined the Catholic Church, you haven't been, you know, baptized in the Catholic Church, although the Catholic Church accepts baptism from all the major denominations, as long as it's water baptism, you're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Trinitarian baptism. But no matter what faith or any faith or no faith at all, you're always welcome to come to the Catholic Church and pray with us. The only thing that we ask you not to do, because even St. Paul says by condemnation, you're condemning yourself by receiving the Holy Eucharist unworthily. Okay? If you haven't been to reconciliation, confessed your sins, especially mortal sin, that receiving that communion will probably do you more harm, will do you more harm than good. See? This is Jesus, and receiving him and receiving that Holy Eucharist, receiving that Holy Communion, we're saying, I believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in that the Eucharist, the Eucharist that I'm receiving, the Holy Communion that I'm receiving, is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And I am a member of the Catholic Church. That's why. So that's the second half of the Mass. And so we don't get to enjoy that here. You know, spiritually we can, as we could say. We receive spiritually. We can do that. And we can do that and go up for a blessing. Or we can just sit in the pew and just pray while others are doing that. And ask God, God, are you calling me to become Catholic? Are you calling me forward? And believe you, my brothers and sisters, we would love to have you. The Catholic Church is vibrant. It is. The churches are full, especially at Christmas and Easter. Even though all the terrible things that we have been through, terrible tragedies of having some of these men and women in the church who were absolute devils, and the things that they've done, especially crimes against children. And we've done our very best. We've done our very best and continue to try to do our very best to help those who have been victimized. And we pray and we ask for forgiveness for those who have been victimized in any way, shape, or form, whether the children or adults, men or women, anyone. We are so sorry. We are so sorry for this abuse. We're so sorry for the abuse of the world and how we have treated the world, how the world treats itself, how humanity has treated itself. Because this is not just a church problem. This is a human problem, my brothers and sisters. We always talk about this, been talking about this probably, you know, we used to talk about it about every 2 or 3 months. Now we talk about it every week because it's a reality. And we're going to hear more and more of it come out too, especially out of other organizations. And they should be investigated as well. You know, the Attorney General should investigate the public school systems in this country, in this state. And investigate the jailing systems, especially the juvenile detention centers. You know, where they say the abuse is the most rampant. It's horrible. It's disgusting and disgraceful. And my brothers and sisters, we are all sinners, but some of us are just horrible, horrible sinners, and we need to be locked up. And yes, I would even suggest, you know, a millstone be put around their necks, and they be cast into the sea, as Jesus told us here about a month ago in the gospel. Yes, sometimes I really think that that's necessary. So my brothers and sisters, we must pray. We must pray, and we must try to do our best to take care of Christ's church and to help our brothers and sisters. And if you see anything, and you know, be careful with your, ask your children too, especially, you know, kids at any age at school, ask them, is there any problem? You know, anyone doing anything inappropriate? You know, and report it. And report it. And that's what, we cannot be silent about these things. You know, that's why I think this campaign, this Me Too campaign that has started in New York and Los Angeles and other places, major cities, Washington, D.C., you know, about abuse that's happening, you know, all kinds of abuse, you know, abuse against adults as well. All of it needs to be reported and needs to be dealt with. So we just have a few minutes left, but on this beautiful gospel reading, never, ever stop calling out to God. See? Even when other people, you know, and if you look at some of Jesus' disciples here, they're telling the beggar to be quiet. Be quiet. Don't say anything. Keep crying out for God. Even the people who said, oh, you might as well forget praying. Keep calling. Keep calling out for God. Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus always responds to prayer offered in faith. Your faith has made you well. To those who turn to Him in faith, He grants what they ask. And so what is this faith? This faith is a faith of a life of prayer, a life of reaching out. And the biggest thing is asking for forgiveness. Jesus, help me. God, help me. Please help me. And so just a final recap, my brothers and sisters, pray. Go to church. If you haven't received the sacraments, if you haven't been baptized, come home to the Catholic Church. We'll get you baptized. We'll get you baptized. If you're interested in anything else about the Catholic Church, you can go to listen to holyfamilyradio.net. All of our shows are archived there. Go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, diokzoo.org. Or you can go to Holy Family Radio, or I already said that, holyfamilyradio.net, and they've got a listing of radio stations there. So I want to also remind you to go to EWTN.com. That's EWTN.com for all the up-to-date Catholic news, things that are going on in the Catholic Church, and you will hear, you know, the fullness of the truth there as well, not the news reports that you get from, you know, some of the other major news carriers, but get it from a Catholic source, and then you can compare. So also, this theology of the body, this revelation and discovering of the nuptial meaning of the body. This is from St. Pope John Paul, which his feast day was just this last week. Pope St. John Paul II, please pray for us. But this theology of the body, the revelation and discovery of the nuptial meaning of the body. In his general audience on the 9th of January, 1980, the Holy Father explained the nuptial meaning of the body as first experienced by Adam and Eve. Both male and female realize his essence only in living with and for someone else. The possibility of this mutual self-gift is manifest in the bodies of the male and the female, which gives them their nuptial meaning. Isn't that so beautiful? And you think about that, giving ourselves to each other, not taking from the other, but I give myself totally to my wife, and my wife totally gives herself to me, and the two become one. It's so beautiful. But I do believe, my brothers and sisters, you know, I've been married for almost, you know, 36, 37 years now. I do believe that it only fully happens through prayer, and a lot of it. A lot of it, a lot of prayer, and praying together, holding each other's hands and praying for each other and loving one another. Not to make each other the same, because we're different. Men and women are obviously different. But when we're married, when we come together, God wants us to be one. Wants us to be one. So there has to be this give and take. And so my brothers and sisters, pray. Fight for your families. Fight for your marriages. Go to Mass. Go to church. Say you're sorry. Ask for forgiveness. Be the man, the woman that God wants you to be. Pray, pray, pray. And if you can, get on your knees next to your bed. Ask God to change your heart, to change your mind, to be the man or the woman that God is calling you to be each and every day. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.